We are on Daf, Chav Dalet on Medalef. Just let us go quickly over the Gemara, so we'll understand the Taisvus in a little better. V'chein hoye Rav Shimon Elozer oymer hamatzel min harim min hadoyv min hanema min habardeles min zutei shel yom mishlulisei shel no. Amaitzi bischatya platya gdoila bachalmokim sharabim metsuyim sham rei elu shaloi neishabailim misyayishim mehem. So Rav Shimon Elozer was matter because of Yish Bailim. Iboyilohu, so now the Gemara has a shaila, what is pshat in Rav Shimon ben Elozer? Ki koma Rav Shimon ben Elozer b'roiv knanim. By Roiv Knanim, the Bailam Amayayish, Avo Baroiv Yisroeloi, Eidume Afilu Baroiv Yisroel Nam Yoma. Afilu Baroiv Yisroel, also the Bailam Amayayish. And let us adjust again, see Taisis, Afilu Baroiv Yisroel Nam Yavi Shaloi, by the Baila Meyayish, Mishum Deike Inchi Deloy Mali Bishok Lila. So I saw in Chidushim Ebiyurim, is Moira, Afilu, there is Inchi Deloy Mali, but Mistome, Roiv of the Yidden are Inchi the Mali, so why is he Meyayish? Because of these Inchi Deloy Mali. So the Chidushim Ibyurim says in Simon Yud Gimel Eischav Gimel, he says as follows: Va'af al gav shehem miyut, the inchi delay mali are miyut mikol mokim toile bahem. He's toile that the inchi delay mali are going to find it. Lefi she dalkom lechapes tvei, the inchi delay mali by them. This mitzvah b'shavas aveide the nav goyres. So by them an aveide is take a metzia that if you find it, find those keepers. V'kam emarim litoil. First of all, they look for aveides since there's no lefidaitom, there's no isa to keep it. V'gam memarim litoil ba'oy de'inchi d'mala misyashmim. Shema derech inuach, he says, anelech yid, when you see something on the ground, so there's a whole bunch of shilas before you pick it up. Shema derech inuach, oy shema yevoyu abaylam l'chapis, why should I take it away? Maybe the baylam will come back. Hashem aveid midas, so if it's aveid midas, I don't have to pick it up. So that means, by an elach yid is a shaila, is it mutal on me to pick it up? Am I allowed to pick it up? Am I mechuyif to pick it up? An elach yid is a multitude of shailas, so he doesn't jump to take it. Inchi delay mali, there's no shailas, there's no shulchan aruch, there's fakertet, this is an opportunity, they see something on the ground. So even though they're a miyut, lemaise, he is miyayish because of this miyut. That is the shail of the Gemara. So could be Rav Shimon Elozer, mivnei shabailam miyayishim, the miyayish because of the miyut inchi deloy mali afilu barayv yisoil. That is the shail of the Gemara. Now the Gemara continues. Im timsa loyma afilu barayv yisoil nami yoma afilu barayv yisoil, he also holds that the miyayish. So now we have a shail of pligi rabbonon olay oiloy pligi is the bachlala machlaikis. Maybe the Rabbonim are also nochis that he's miyayish. V'im timtza loyma pligi, and if we will say no, there is a machlokes, is b'roiv Yisrael vaday pligi. So if there are chaylik, so by roiv Yisrael, this This cheshbon that Rav Shimon ben Lozo has, that by Roiv Yisrael is miyayish, because of the miyat inshi deloy mali, and if the chaylik, the zicha chaylik on this, he says, maybe by Rav Knanim, there it's Rav Knanim, the Tzedodim, that a Knani will pick it up. These Tzedodim are Zichah Mo'olo to a curse. So it could be because of the Cheshbin of Rav Knanim, the Moide to Rav Shimon Lozo, that he is Miyaj. Vim Tim Tzoloima Pligi Afilu B'Rav Knanim. Now, Afilu, we will say that the Chilek on Rav Shimon Lozo B'Rav Knanim, that means that they hold that Afilu B'Rav Knanim is a cheshbon that Loimi Boy will say he's not Miyayish, maybe Ayid will pick it up. And also, there's a cheshbon that if Ayid picks it up, he's Mechuyev to be Mevara, maybe Ayid lost it, not to be Seimech and Reif. So the Chilek Afilu B'Reif Knanim is aloche kemoisei oyein aloche kemoisei. Now we have a machlokes min hakotze lakotze. Rav Shimon ben Lozo holds that afilu by roiv, that afilu by miyat inshi deloy mali is meyayish, and the chachamim hold that afilu by roiv akum he's not meyayish. Sadui paskin. Aloche kemoisei, aloche kemoisei. Im tim tzoloima aloche kemoisei. If we do paskin like Rav Shimon Lozo, davke b'Rav Knanim, ayefilu b'Rav Yisrael. So this is, we have here a shaila in Rav Shimon ben Lozo, a shaila in the Chachamim, and a shaila, how do we paskin? Toshma, המויצי מויס בבוטי כניסיס ובבוטי מדרושס ובכל מוקים שרב מצויים שם, ואלו שלא מבני שהביילם מסיישם מהם. מן שמת לי דאוזל בוסרובה, that we toile in Yish because there's a roiv רבי מצויים שם, הבשימים בן הלוזו, שמת מנו אפילו ברוב ישראל נמי. That Rav Shimon ben Lozo holds afilu b'Rav Yisrael. There's a yish because of the miyat inshi d'loy mali. So al kaponim we were poshet, but Rav Shimon ben Lozo holds. So the Gemara says hoche b'mayeskina b'mefuzarim. Speaking about that, there's no simin on it. That's why you're allowed to keep it. So the Gemara says, even Mefuzorim, he's Miyayish, Ma Yirya Mokim Sharabim Metzuyim Shom. So why does it say, Mokim Sharabim Metzuyim Shom, Afilin Arab Metzuyim Shom? Elo Lo Ilam, Betziburim, Betzurim, it does have a simin. Och Maizkin about the Knesi Yishal Knanim, so you can't be patient that Rav Shimon Lozo holds that Yemiyayish by Rav Yisrael Mishomit Inshi Deloy Mali. It's speaking about Potek Nisi Yishol Knan Miyev Rav Akum. So the Gemara says, Botei Medroshes Mayika Lameima. Fine, Botek Nisi Yishol Knan Miyev Rav Akum. Asife of Goyim. Botei Medroshes Mayika Lameima. So the Gemara says, Botei Medroshes Dedon Deyosvu Bu Knanim. It's speaking about Bodhi Midrashan and Yosu Buknanim. So Memele, we mentioned yesterday from the Rajbe, from the Chedushi Aran, that even though it's Miyut Akum, but these Miyut Akum are equivalent to Rav Akum, because the Yidin there are too involved in learning, So they won't even see you to pick it up. So, but the goyim who are there are mechapis. So memele, so, in the yosvu buknanim is equivalent to roiv akum that Rab Shimon ben Elozo holds that Abayla Mishyash. So kaponim, you don't have a raya, what he holds by roiv Yisrael. So the Gemara says, Hashte da'osis lohochi, since it is speaking about, he said it's speaking about the Yosvu Bu'ak, K'nanim, so you can say, Botek Nesiyas Nami Didon the Yosvu K'nanim, so it could also be speaking about Abes HaKnesses. It is very interesting that Al Kaponim and the Havamin of the Gemara, the more wanted to be patient, that in Botim Midroshis is speaking about Roiv Yisroel and he's also Meyayish als Inshi Doloi Mali, means Amir Dikizach to be Chayish, the base Medrash also for Inshi Doloi Mali, was speaking about someone who will take an Aveda without batting an eyelash and will keep it for himself. And there's the Gemara had such a habamina that according to the Maskana Gemara, since it's Yosvi Baknanim is a din of Roiv Akum. Toshma Zuk the Gemara Vaita, Motza Bo Aveda, we have a Mishnah in Machshirim. Im Roiv Yisrael Chayv Lahachis, Im Roiv Knanim Einei Chayv Lahachis. So here we see there's a difference between Roiv Yisrael and Roiv Knanim. Man Shamet Lei Do'omaz Linen Bosa Rube, that there's a Sibah that Mokim Sherabim Metzuyim Shom, that is a Sibah of Yiyush. And here it seems the Rab Shimon ben Elozo Shamet Mino Ki Kama Rab Shimon ben Elozo Barav Knanim Avo Barav Yisraelo. So we see that Rab Shimon ben Elozo is Dafke by Rav Knanim Barav Yisraelo. So the Gemara says no, it's no raya. Could be Rab Shimon ben Elozo holds Afilu by Rav Yisrael is Miyayish. And that what it says, that Dafke Roiv Knanim, Im Roiv Knanim Ene Chayv Lahachis, Pamoni Rabononi, this is going according to the Rabono. And the Rabonon are Moide, Rab Shimon Nabalosa by Roiv Knanim. Who told you that this mission is going according to Rab Shimon Nabalosa? Maybe Rav Shimon ben Elozo holds a full Roiv Yisrael is also Roiv Shaloi. And this Mishnah is going according to the Rabbono. So the Gemara says, oh, so Tifshet Minei, the Moide Bei Rabbonon, the Rav Shimon ben Elozo, Roiv Knanim. About Al Kaponim, it can be Poshet, we'll see in Taisvis, it can be Poshet, one of the two, that Rab Shimon ben Elozo, that you can't say that Rab Shimon ben Elozo, let us see Taisu says the Vatif Shibnei the Moide Rabbonon le Rab Shimon, the next to the last Taisu. Vim Taima Iboy le Mifshet the Moide Rabbonon, you want to be Poshet at the Rabbonon a Moide. And the Rabbanon hold that by Roiv Knanim, it's the Moedet Rab Shimon Elozo, name Rab Shimoni. So how can you be patient that the Rabbanon Moedet Rab Shimon? Maybe it's going according to Rab Shimon. First of all, I wanted to be patient. You see, Rab Shimon Elozo only holds by Roiv Knanim. Moses says, no. Hamani Rabbanon, maybe goes according to Rabbanon. Rab Shimon Elozo could be holds Afilu by Roiv Yisrael. So the Gemara says, Otif shimnei demoide le rabon ulap shimnei ben alozo. So Taisi is a kash, how can he be poishet at rabon and amoide? Maybe it goes according to rabshim ben alozo. How can he be poishet anything? V'yesh loima, so Taisi answers, the mikol mokim tifshei, this you could be poishet. The loimetzinu le meima, we cannot say, the le rabshim ben afilu baroi v'yisroel o'elu shaloi. That's what the Gemara means. That means to say these two extremes, that Rab Shimon ben Elazar holds afilu b'rayv Yisrael areyu shaloi, and the Chachamim hold afilu b'rayv Knanim chayv lahachis. If you say these two extremes, then you have a Mishnah that's going according to nobody. Because the Mishnah says that Reiv Akum, you're not chayv lahachis. So who's it going according to? You're telling me the Rabbanon hold that afilu b'rayv Akum is chayv lahachis, and Rab Shimon Loz holds afilu b'rayv Yisrael areyu shaloi. And here it says Reiv Akum is not chayv lahachis. So that's the Gemara's kash. Al Kalponim will be able to be poishit that these two, what you can't say, Rabbi Shimon Loz holds afilu b'rayv Yisrael areyu shaloi, and the Chachamim hold afilu b'rayv Akum chayv lahachis. That's what the Gemara wants to be poishit. So the Gemara says, no, Ela lo ilam Rab Shimon ben Elazar. It's going according to Rab Shimon ben Elazar. Vafilu b'roiv Yisrael nami. And Rab Shimon ben Elazar holds that b'roiv Yisrael also the miyayish yishum miyut inchi deloy mali. V'hochi b'may askinon b'tomon. That means as follows. That we're speaking about that the Aveda that was found was not lost. It was hidden. So that means if a Yid loses something, some Amele, according to Rab Shimon Elazar, he's Miyayish by Roiv Yisrael, because of Inchi Deloy Mali. Here we're speaking about that the Yid didn't lose anything. He hid it. The Yid hid it. So Mamele, so there's no Yish whatsoever. He feels secure that he had hid it, so there's no Yish whatsoever. So the Gemara says, Ibetomun mayavidite gabai. So what does it say? So what is this person picking it up for? It says, Mreiv Yisrael, Chayv Lahachiz, Mreiv Kiknani, Mein Chayv Lahachiz. I mean, someone hid it, so leave it there. Vosnan Motzo Kli Ba'ashpe Mechusa Lo Yigaboy, Megula Noita Lo Machiz. So this is an Ashpe, some Amela, so why is he taking it? Leave it there, someone hid it there. So the Gemara says, "Kido Omar Apope ba'ashbe she'ena asuya lefanos." V'nimloch ole lefanoisa. Apope said this by a different case. Ochinami ba'ashbe she'ena asuya lefanos. V'nimloch ole lefanoisa. So Memele. So the Rab Shimon ben Elazar that spoke about Yiyush. That is bechlal not applicable over here because there's no yish whatsoever. The bailam bechlal are unaware that this person is going to be mefane the ashbe. So there's no yish whatsoever. So now there's only one shaila. Who put it there? So Mamela, so the Mishnah says as follows, if it's Roiv Akum, so you can be lied that you can be Saimech and Roiv, and then you can keep it for yourself. If it's Roiv Yisrael, So then it's chayv lahachis. But this bechlal is no shaykhis to the machlekes, the shitas Rab Shimon ben Elozo that says, "Bamokim sheram mitzuyim, you'll have to take it al ziyush." Here there's no yush whatsoever. The boy is Eimo. Now the Gemara wants to say another teretz to confirm this din that differentiates between Reiv Akum and Reiv Yisrael. La'olam Rabbono. It is going according to the Rabbono. And it's not talking about an Ashpe. Now, if you'll say that it's going according to the Rabbono, and here it says, Roiv Akum is not Chayiv Lahachis, so we just were patient that the Rabbonon amoyde to Rav Shimon Alosa b'Roiv Akum. So the Gemara says, Miktoni hein shaloi, hein echayiv lahachis ktoni. It doesn't say that it's shaloi. It says he's not chayiv lahachis. V'yoniach. He should hold it by him. V'yesi Yisrael v'yov v'simna v'shokl. He holds it. And a Yid will come to him and give a simen. Well, let us see Rashi on this teretz. V'boi Yisayme lo'ilam rabonam. U'b'she'ein o'itomon. It's not speaking about tomon. I find an aveda in the ear that's roi vakum. Don't be poishet that they're moide b'roiv akum. Miktoni areyu shaloi. Ein echayv lahachis ktoni. Tekiven deruba ktnanim dilma dektanim hu. V'shaloi nami lehave leozli rabonon boso rube. Now, we have to understand what Rashi is saying over here. So, the Chassam Sofer says as follows. Rav Shimon ben Elozo was machadish by Reiv Akum. The person loses something, this Reiv Akum, he's miyayish. That was the Shtik Torah of Rav Shimon ben Elozo, that Mokim Shirab Mitzuyim Shom, the Bailam Amiyayish, and that's for sure that Tzicha Reiv Akum, the Bailam Amiyayish. So the Gemara says, could be this is going according to the Rabbonon. And could be the Rabbonon Acholik and Rav Shimon ben Elozo, Reiv Akum also. So that means that then, that Rabbi Shimon Elozo says, you're allowed to keep it because he's miyayish b'roiv akum. Chomim acholik, the acholik on that. You're not allowed to keep it. But what does it say? It says, ein echayiv lahachis. You're not chayiv lahachis. So Rashi says, why ain't you chayiv lahachis? The kivin deruba knanim. Dilme diknanimu. That means like this. So the Sam Sefer says the din is you're not allowed to be meishiv and aveda to a goy. Now, since there's roiv knanim, so what will be if a goy will come to him and will give him a simen and will tell him it's mine? So we'll have to give it to the goy. So forget, that's why you're not allowed to be machiz. And that's why she says, given the rubot knanim, dilma knanimu, so don't be machis. Because you're not allowed to be meshiv and abeita to a god. Fine. Now, so, but if there's reif knanim, why can't I keep it? I'll assume, forget about yish, let me assume that a guy lost it. Vishaloi nami lehavi, Loi ozli rabbonon boso rube bimomoinam. Now this is a very interesting kashi. The Rabbanon don't call Basarube Bamamoin. Zuktach Sam Seifa, the Rashi means as follows. You can't say Rashi means Ein Hochen Bamomenacha Aroiv. That concept Ein Hochen Bamomenacha Aroiv was only said to be Moitzi from a Muchzik. And here there's no Muchzik over here. So, that's Ichet Napshat Mechmer Rashi. So he says, so what's Pshat and Rashi? Rashi holds you cannot rely on Roiv and keep it for yourself. Since it's Efshel Avruri, that means, what'll be if a Yid will come over to me and he'll give me some on him? That means, so he says, Amir de Kezach, he brings a Rashi in Chulin. Rashi holds in Chulin by Yisurim, you can be Saimach HaRoiv, even it's Efshel Avruri. He brings that Rashi said that if you shech the behem, you don't have to be baidik the reyim, even though you could be baidik the reyim. So Rashi says, because when you were drinking the cholov, so how did you drink the cholov? So you were saimach an roiv. So just like you were saimach an roiv when you drank the cholov, so you can be saimach an roiv now. So you don't have to be frumer now than before, even though now it's efshel evruri, and before was the efshel evruri. Don't have to be frumer. So the Chassam Sefer says, the pshat and Rashi is, the Torah was matar roiv. The Torah said, acharav milatish. If just like you can rely on roiv before your mevara, so you can be mevara, you can be rely on roiv by Yisurim, afilu now you could be mevara. Miyikad, then you can be sema. And the Torah said, I'm allowed to do it. But if klapish ma'igali yitzdreif, the Torah said, I'm allowed to be seimech an roiv, mistoma heva din onus. That is bein odom lamokim. Bein odom l'chavei roiv, here this, I'll rely on roiv, what'll be the roiv? That mistoma goy lost it. What'll be if a yid lost it? So if a yid lost it, you're taking mom and Yisroel, you're being mafsed the yid. He said that you can't rely on roiv, the mokim, the efshel avuri. You can't rely on roiv. That's what the chachamim hold al kaponim. So the chachamim hold it's moyedik meduik the loshem for Rashi. V'shaloi nami loy haved loy ozli rabbonon bosa rubo bimomoyla. That means b'isi can be seimach on roiv, even though it's efshel avuri. Bimomoyin, it's the efshel. But the moment, since it's Efshel Avruri, you cannot rely on Roy. So Memela, so Pshat is like this. So it's a very interesting din. That's how the Gemara is medayik from the Loshen of the Mishnah. Einoi chayev lahachis. That means there's no chayev lahachis, because we have to be chayish, since it's Roy v'akum, you might end up giving it to an akum, and that you're not allowed to do, to be meishiv and aveirde to anaka. So achroza, you're not allowed to do. Leidach gisem, to keep it, you're also not allowed to keep it. Now be yaniach. V'yeisei, that's what the Gemara says. V'yeisei Yisrael v'yoiv beisim nevishokol. You keep it, you hold it, and a yid will come and forget the Rabbonon hold that a yid is not miyayish, even though there's roi vakum. Forget, that's the machloikis, the Rabbonon and Rab Shimon ben Elozer. The Rabbonon hold that a yid is not miyayish afilu b'roi vakum. There's a possible that a yid might find it. And also he's not afraid that the yid might keep it, because yid is not allowed to keep it. Because you're not allowed to be soimach an roiv akum if it's Efshel Avruri. So that is pshat. See, there's no proof whatsoever. So there's no proof what the Rabbonon hold. The Rabbonon could be hold that there's no din yiyush, that the chilek and Rab Shimon ben Elozer afilu by roiv akum, and there's no yiyush. He says, Nation Yishayish, so they hold there's no Yish. And Fakert, and all that it says in the Mishnah is Einechayiv Lahachis, which means you cannot rely on Roiv to keep it. And that is the sheet of the Rabbanan. That's how the Chasam Sofer says Pshat in this Rashi. Now, let us see Tosfos. Now, Tosfos had a different girsa than our girsa. Tosfos says, Im timtza loima pligi, pligi bereiv knanem oiloi. Lahach girsa mesavke I pligi afilu bereiv Yisrael. Im tim saloim, maybe they're not krigi. Im tim saloim a pligi. If they are chayil, maybe they're made in ganzen trapshim in the laws, and they hold the yiz miyayish. Im tim saloim a pligi. But if you say that they are chayilik, his pligi bereiv knani. So maybe the machlekes is, Are they chaylik afilu? If they chaylik, pligi bereiv knanim oylai. Are they chaylik afilu bereiv knan? Lahach girsa mesavke I pligi afilu bereiv Yisrael. If they krieg afilu bereiv Yisrael, there's a sofek im tim saloim a pligi. Maybe they moited him by afilu bereiv Yisrael. Lachgirsa, im timslava pligi, pligi bereiv knanim. Lachgirs mesavke I pligi afilu bereiv Yisrael. Maybe the moide, or maybe the pligi afilu bereiv knanim. Ve'is farim loy gorsi hochi, ela gorsi, the girs like this. Im timslava afilu Bereiv Yisrael, if you'll say that Rab Shimon ben Elozer is speaking about Roiv Yisrael, Pligi Rabbonon Alei Bereiv Knanim Oiloi. Now this is the second Yirsa. If you will say that Rab Shimon ben Elozer is speaking about Roiv Yisrael, so the whole sophic of the Gemara is Pligi Rabbon Alei Baroiv Knanim Eloi Adachachomim Choylik by Roiv Knanim. That means, are they Moide by Roiv Knanim? That Olahach Girse Pshitalei the Rabbonon Pligi Alei Baroiv Yisrael. That by Roiv Yisrael, the Rabbonon Zicha Choylik, they never held that Bereiv Yisrael is Miyayish. V'chayiv lahachis. Lechashinin le'inchi deloy mali. So that's another gilse. He says, according to this gilse, if Rab Shimon ben Elozer holds Bereiv Yisrael is Miyayish, so that the Rabbonon zicha achoy lekam Shimon ben Elozer Bereiv Yisrael. And are they zicha chaylik? Are they chaylik bereivak? So this is a second girse. And according to the second girse, the Gemara was poshut that the chachomim are, if Rab Shimon Elozer holds bereiv Yisrael, that he's meyayish al tinshi deloy mali, the chachomim are zicha chaylik. Bereiv Yisrael, the Shalz had a chaylik by Reiv Akum also. V'chein yiret, and Taisa says, I hold like this girse, that there never was a suffix if the Rabbonon are moide to Rab Shimon ben Elozer Bereiv Yisrael. Tos nan, so Taisa says it's enough in the Mishnah, Eilu shechayiv lahachiz, Motza peiris bekli. Later, we're going to have a Mishnah. If a person pound peiris bekli, so the he has a simon on the keli, so you give it back. V'chein kulu, the isbu simen. So all that the Mishnah enumerates is this a simen, and you chayv lachis. U'mashme, da'afilu b'rshus ha'rabim, the rabim mitzuyim shom chayv lachis, v'loy mitke rishus ha'yochid el agabi kriches. So Tosfos has a diuk as follows. The Mishnah that says Eilu Chayv Lahachis, it says Krichos Brishus Hayochet, period. Krichos Brishus Hayochet, Krichos Brishus Harabim, whatever the Lomdus is, Simonos Solidoris, or Mokim is not a Simon. Anyway, by all these things that the Mishnah says Eilu Chayv Lahachis, it says only by one Birshus Hayochet, Kriches Birshus Hayochet. All the other things, whichever simen, Vaistois Yechayiv Afilo Birshus Hayochet. So you see clearly that the Rabbonon are Choylik and Reb Shimon ben Elozer al Koponem Boroi Yisrael. Birshus Harabim, Yev Rabim Metzuyim Shom, Va'af Al-Pikein, Yechayv lahachis, because it has a simen. Ayis miyayish. So you see that Rabbanan azicha choylek b'roiv Yisrael. We mentioned yesterday this amachle, the Rashba is choylek on Tosfos. The Rashba says, kol mokim sherabim mitzuyim shom does not mean a reshus harabim. Kol mokim sherabim mitzuyim shom, he says, we have misholim, schatye, platye, which is talking about a big thoroughfare. That is a svara that Yechayish Linshi Deloy Malu. But Samazay Rishus Harabim, that's not called Rabim Metzuyim Shom. Tosfos is Choylik on the Rashba. Tosfos holds a Rishus Harabim is also called Rabim Metzuyim Shom. Va'af Al-Pikein is enough in the Mishnah that says Yechayiv Lahachis of this Asimim. So you see clearly that by Rav Yisrael, the Gemara never had a suffix, the Rabbonin Azicha Choylik, and Rav Shimon ben Elozer by Rav Yisrael. Lai mitkir shesu yochid al agabi krichis, v'doichik hu lahamid besimte. And it's a doichik to say that the Mishnah is not speaking about a Rishus HaYochid, it's speaking about a Simta, which is not, that a Simta already is not called Rabim Mitzuyim Shom. That's a doichik. It means it one says Rishus HaYochid, so all the other cases are speaking about a Philip Rishus HaRab. V'chein lekamon omar la'oilam rabonam. Now, the second teretz of the Gemara says it's going according to Rabbonu. U'mi k'toni arei elu sholoi, ein echayev lahachis k'toni v'yoniach. So the Gemara says it's going according to the Rabbonu. Roiv akum, der choylik an Rav Shimon ben Elozer. And they hold that what? Reiv Akum, they doesn't say Reiv Shaloi, it just says, Eine Chayv Lachis. Fahashte, Mikol Mokim Tifshei Tepligi, Rabbonon Pareiv Yisrael. So, but we push it at the Chaylik Pareiv Yisrael, if the Gemara had a suffix, if the Chaylik Pareiv Yisrael or not, that's push it our gils, and that's the first gils, So lechayre, if the Mishnah is going according to the Rabbono, and the choylik baroi vakum, they got only saying echayv lahachis, but they don't hold arayu shaloi, but the zicha choylik baroi v'Yisrael, the k'toni, the Mishnah says imroi v'Yisrael chayv lahachis. So why wasn't the Gemara poishet this? The Gemara says you can't prove that they're moide to Rav Shimon ben Elozer by Roiv Akum, because it could be, it only says, Eine Chayv Lahachis, but he's not allowed to keep it. Fine. So you can't be poshed that they hold like Rav Shimon ben Elazar b'Roi Vakum. It's no right to hold like Roi Vakum. It could be the Chaylik of Roi Vakum. But be poishet that the Chaylik b'Roi Yisrael, Rav Shimon ben Elazar holds Roi Yisrael Zareu Shaloi, and here it says Chayv Lahachis. So al kochoch you see that the Chaylik, so be poishet al kaponim that, that there never was a sofik, the zikha chaylik b'roi v'yisrael. Upshitalei the pligi mikoyach maslisen kidefrishes. He says, we have a raya from the Mishnah. That the Mishnah says, that it seems you find something b'shus harabim. This is a simon chayv lahachis. So kochoch, the Mishnah, at least is speaking about Yisrael, and you see the zicha chaylik on Rav Shimon Elazar b'Roiv Yisrael. Man shamet lei da'ozel boser rube, perish kabi metziye, v'shayach ala plukta t'chayshin elim yute. Let's see the bottom taisvis. B'tomo. So the Gemara said that the Mishnah is speaking about, could be the Mishnah is going according to Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Hi, Rav Shimon ben Elazar holds. So be poishet. He says be poishet that Rav Shimon ben Elazar only holds by Roiv Akum, not by Roiv Yisrael. So the Gemara says, no, here it's speaking about Tumah. So k'taisves v'leiboy lo'ukmei shein rabin mitzuyim shom. Why do you have to say that it's speaking about Tomun? Say it's speaking about shein rabin mit the whole Rav Shimon ben Elazar that holds, the whole Rav Shimon ben Elazar that holds that by Roiv Yisrael is miyayish, that's rabin mitzuyim shom. So Mamela, maybe here it's speaking about that ain't Rabbi Mitzuyim Shom. Le boy look me shein Rabbi Mitzuyim Shom. Me the maflik ben roi v'ir knanim lo roi v'ir Yisrael. The Mishnah is speaking about what the population of the ear is. Mashme she motza b'mokim she roi b'nei ye'ir Mitzuyim Shom. So weißt euch, if you go also the rave of the population, so we found it in a place that you have the population of the ear in that mokim. So atzkok is speaking about mokim sherabim mitzuyim shom. The motze be mokim she'ein rabim mitzuyim, if it's speaking about a mokim she'ein rabim mitzuyim, lehavale leminkit rave here. So don't tell me what the population of the city is. Alim roiv knanim or Yisrael shchichi b'mokim shemotza. You have to say this area, what the roiv of the people in this area, if it's speaking about mokim shein rabim mitzuyim sham. So since we are mevarer it through the roiv of the population of the year, so we see it speaking about that there's a mokim that the roi b'nei ir ha-metzuyim shom. Ve'im toima, fraktoisves u'betomon, lomo yigaboy. Now what is the case? It's speaking about that someone hid a keli in a ashbe. So that's the din. If it's roi v'Yisrael, he takes it in its maches. And if it's roi vakum, more help. He can keep it for himself, according to Rav Shimon Elazar. Faktaisves betomen loma yigaboy. Im ishum sheyefane, oisei hamefane yikocheno v'yachis. That means, why by Roi v'Yisrael should he take it and be machis? Basher usham, it's hidden. What are you telling me? We found out that they're going to be mefanet, so the one will be mefanet. He's making it for Aveda, so he should be chayiv to be machis. Why should I be chayiv to be machis? So Tosfos says no. V'yeshloima de shema mefane yiknani. That means a yid found out now this yediyah motza kli ba'ashpe, and speaking about ba'ashpe, and he found out that they're going to be mefane. So to be seimach and the mefane, shema mefane yiknani, oy shema lo yivtzana mefane v'yishlichan l'chutzi ma'zevel. So memele, that what he found out about it, that there's a kli, that oymed lefano, it's mutal on him the mitzvah now of a Shabbos Aveide, that's why by Rav Yisrael is chayv lahachis. Vim taima, frek toisves, ama yachis, why should he be machis? Ikicheno la'atzmoy, duch shaloy yimtzeeno baileo, yishyayish, v'yoymar sh'odom sh'enohogun loikho, ואף על גב דהי כרובה ישראל, דיינתיים את הרבשים אין דשורי ברוב ישראל. הטייסוס, הגמורה wants to say now, in the first מהלך, that it could be that רבשים אין בנלוס הולד ברוב ישראל also הרי ישראל. But here it's talking about it's stomach, you don't have the ישייש, because it's not in a Veda yet. Fractosis, but he's going to be Miyayish. When they're going to be Mefanet, he's going to be Miyayish. And why will he be Miyayish? Because why will he be Miyayish? Because Rav Shimon Alosa holds, according to this first Malach, that a Philip Barav Yisrael is Miyayish. Siktais visno, Yeshloimed Aviyish, Shaloimed Das. The Bishash Shaloiko, when this Yid sees this Keli Ba'ashpe, Adayin Lo Yoda Ho'ived Shenilkecho. So the Oived doesn't know about it. So when he took it, there was no Yish yet. Uberoiv knanim havi shaloi, not als yiyush, because it's taki yiyush shaloi medas. The talin and the knanim hit me nua the havi rube, because we are toiled that, not als yiyush. Rab Shimon ben Elozer holds, you can keep it because I can nem on, I fall on yiyush. I can nem on, so this, Rav Shimon ben Elozer holds as the tliya alone I can keep it, because I can be soimer that a goy was toimene. Zog the Gemara weiter. Toshma, the Omar Rav Asi motzo chovis yayin beir sherubo knanim. A person found a chovis yayin beir, and rape of the people are ktanim. Is muteres mishum metziye, it's allowed to keep it. Vasure bano, but it's also bano. It's tamyeinom, it's also bano. Bo Yisroel v'nosam bo simin, muteres bishtiye lomoitzo. Now, if a yid comes and gives a simin, so now you're still allowed to keep it, but now you're allowed to drink it also. Before I was afraid that a guy lost it, so it was tam yeno, so it's also bano. Now a yid gives a simin, so now I see a yid lost it, so it's materes bishti. Agavuche, the ritva speaks out, but a yid gives a simin, but he had a chovis that was lost in a year, that's ruba akum, so I allowed to drink it. I mean, who knows what happened from the time he lost it till you found it, is Roiv Goyim in the Shtot. So the Ritva says, it's speaking about that it's Sosum, the Chavis is Sosum. Now, if a Goy decided to take some of the wine, he wouldn't reseal it. Why should he reseal it? So Al Kochoch, since it's Sosum, so we see that a Goy never had a Shaychus with it. L'chatchila, I'm not allowed to use it because I have to be afraid since it's Roiv Akum, it's Tam Yeno. But if a Yid comes and gives a Simen, is Muteres Bishtiya Lemoitza. So now I see it's a Yid's wine, and I'm allowed to keep it. מה אתה ג'וינקר? So the Gemara says, כמן כרב שמעון בן אלעזר. So we see over here, that you're allowed to keep it by Reiv Akum. Shema mino, ki koma Reb Shimon ben Elozor b'Reiv Knanim. Reb Shimon Elozor is davke b'Reiv Knanim. Havu b'Reiv Yisroel loy. B'Reiv Yisroel, this is davke Reiv Akum allowed to keep it, b'Reiv Yisroel not. So we were poishit that Reb Shimon Elozor only holds by Reiv Akum. So the Gemara says, loy. Lo'oy lo'may meloch, Reb Shimon ben Elozor, afilu b'Reiv Yisroel nami kama. Could be Reb Shimon Elozor, afilu b'Reiv Yisroel, you're also allowed to keep it. V'Rav Asi, sova lo kevosei b'chode, o poligalei b'chode. Rav Asi that said this halacha, not that, so he paskins like Reb Shimon ben Elozor, by Reiv Akum, and by Reiv Yisrael, he doesn't pass. This is a psak from Rav Asi. Rav Asi paskens Reb Shimon Elozor, afilu b'Reiv Yisrael. Rav Asi sova lo kevosei b'chode, apolegalei b'chode. Fine. Frekte gemore b'chemiyacher da asiri ba'ano. Now, if a yid didn't come to give some on him, for ye didn't come to give some on him, so it says that what? I can muteres mishum metziye, and it's also bano. So what does he have? If it's also bano, so what does he have from the metziye? B'chmiyachad asire bano muteres mishum metziye l'may hilchese, omaravashi likankano. That means the kankan, you could kasher. Even the yain is also bano, the kankan, you could kasher. So memela, the kankan is muta mishum mitzi. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, muteres mishum mitziye, de einoi chayev lahachiz. Now, my Chavru says, I don't know Pshat and Rashi, the Baal. Muter, why did Rashi say this? Rashi says, Muteres Mishum Metziye. Rashi said, the Einei Chayev Lahachiz. I mean, that's what Rashi said before, according to the Chachomim. According to the Chachomim hold that we said Chassam Sofer is a Pshat, according to the Chachomim, Loi ozlu rabbonon posar rube b'momoina. That the rabbonon don't go posar roif, so therefore you're not allowed to keep it. Kaleichad ikal avruri mevarina nafilu by roif akum. That the rabbonon. Here the Gemara says, muteres mishum metziye, they nechayev lahachiz. I mean, here Rashi would seem to be saying what's that in a chayv lahachiz? B'manavshech. If a guy lost it, so he can keep it. If a yid lost it, he could also keep it, because he's miyayish. I mean, Rav Shimon Elozor holds Rav Shimon ben Elozor zicha b'Reiv Akum, you're allowed to keep it. So why does Rashi say over here, Muteres Mishum Metziye, the Einei Chayiv Lahachiz? Rashi is very unclear over here. You're allowed to keep it. V'asur Ebano, l'kama poichim keim ha'heta yesh b'metziyosa. So what does he have? Bo Yisrael v'nosan simin. Yotza misofik yayin knanim, muteres pishti yelamoyza, the kibin derubim knanim, is yayishu abaylim.